You've got a Bible you might want to turn to, but the words are up on the screen as well. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. And this was a verse that I've been thinking about early in the week, just thinking about this theme that I introduced last week, which we're going to just keep dipping into over Lent, which is about the power of life being in the tongue. This verse is about God blessing us. It says, God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. I think these are one of these great little verses that are in the scriptures of real promise for us in terms of how God wants to bless us. But not just bless us, he wants to bless us abundantly. And I love the fact that the little word all is repeated a number of times there. It's in all things at all times so that you will have all that you need. And I just want us to think about that this morning, that God has this ability to bless. But one of the ways that God does that is that he does that through you and me. He does that through the way that we then demonstrate his blessing and speak out his blessing. So quite simply, blessings are when we use our words and speak out God's blessing on people. We speak out God's truth on people. We encourage them. We use those values that we see in the kingdom. Just simple values, like Sandra was saying, values of thank you and values of kindness, values of noticing people. And we bless people. And as we do that, then I think God comes behind that and he takes some of our very simple acts and he multiplies it abundantly. And I want to encourage us with this verse to think about how God wants to bless you and use you to be a blessing in this next week. And we're going to think a bit more about that as we go through this morning. So 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Sam, you going to just tell us a little bit about the saints on the streets? No, come down because we'll need to hear you.
I just want to say, first of all, I was really encouraged by the stories, but also I think everyone in here can say, I love Jesus, he lives in my life, and I walked into a room. Yes. Come on, that's what I like. And it was cool to hear Andy just say he just blesses abundantly and he just, I don't know, advances everything we do. So today, we're going to go out, and we've got some bunches of daffodils, because everyone loves daffodils. And we're going to go out with the idea of waiting for God to present someone to us. So we can often go out, and we do go out, and we just kind of bless as many people as we can. We give some chocolate, and we get into some great conversations. But I was going to encourage those that come out to just spend a moment to think of someone particular, and then through that just really love them, because I've been just jumping on something that's I can't remember how it goes. So compassion, God's just been saying compassion, compassion, compassion. Just partner with someone if you're not feeling like you're amazing right now and nothing's going on. Just find someone that you can partner with. Join in their just compassion with them, and through that compassion, you'll just have so much more love for them and faith to see something change. And then through that faith, the faith doesn't deny the problem, but it denies the influence of problem. So what I want to do today, I'll say that one more time because I love it, but it's really confusing. So faith doesn't deny the problem, it denies the influence of a problem. And that's what I was saying. I'm a Christian, I have Jesus in my heart, and I walk into a room. Like, that's it. Jesus does, like, immense stuff with that. So how much more when I go up to someone and say, I just want to really bless you with some daffodils today because I know that God loves you and knows you and sees you. Like that, Jesus can do amazing things with that. Can I just say, I was in town yesterday, and just to encourage you guys that are like, oh, I want to, but I don't want to. I went to town yesterday, and I was like, right, I'm going to go and pray for some people. I'm going to go and tell them God loves them. I sat on a bench for an hour. And I didn't speak to anyone. Well, I spoke to someone, but I didn't say anything about Jesus. But after that, God, I was just like, God, I want more, I want more, I want more. And I was sat on that bench. And then when I went home, I was talking to Katie, and just like massive revelations of who these people are just like were poured into me. And I was just like, that is so exciting. So even if you want to come out now and you don't even speak to anyone, you just walk around with daffodils and just see people and just pray for them. God is doing so much in that. And people need it. People are dying and just hoping and wanting. They were walking into town yesterday just to have some attention. They were going in to buy clothes so they can have attention. They were going in to buy makeup so they could have attention. And no one was going up to them and saying, hey, I've seen you, and God sees you, and God loves you. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out. We're going to give out daffodils, hopefully somewhere warm, and just bless people.
Great. Okay. So if that's you this morning, if you want to join Sam, we're going to let you go out in a few minutes. The other way this morning that you could be a blessing is that we need some help on refreshments. See the link there? That was good, wasn't it? A little link. It's a great way to bless us as a church. We've got a couple of people on this morning, but we could do with maybe one or two more people just to help serve and wash up and just to be in the kitchen this morning. So if you can help with that, then Louise is sat here as the team leader, so she would love to chat to you. Or when you see Louise go out to start doing the refreshments, go out with her and be a blessing to us this morning in helping in that way. And we do need a few more people on the general rota for refreshments. Just once a month or once every 5 weeks, just to be on that rota. It'd be great if you could bless people by serving in that way. Okay, we're going to watch a little video. As we watch the video, we'll take our offering. And as we come to the end of that, we'll just release those on Saints on the Street. Also to say that Darren and Kay are doing some activities with some of the smaller children. If you want them to go out, they can and be involved in that. It's on the same theme. And we're going to carry on here. So you decide where you want to be in terms of children, whether you want to stay with your mum and dad and just hang out with us. That would be great. But if you want to go through with Darren and Kay, that would be great too. Okay? So let's watch this video. Around this verse from 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 8. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Just take a moment to turn to the person next to you and just define to one another what you think the word blessing means. For God to bless you, what does that look like when you use the word bless? Because it's one of those words that we use a lot. But what do you think that means? What does it mean to be blessed? Or for God to say, God bless you. What are you saying when you say that? That you want God to bless someone? Or what would that look like if you lived under God's blessing? Just take a couple of minutes. Just have a quick conversation together around the word bless. Blessing. Okay. Do people just want to shout out any words that they used? Any words that they used that would describe the word bless or blessing? Well, encourage, yeah? Loved, yeah? Favor? Equipped? Joyful, inner peace. Declaring the goodness of God, bringing light, encouraging. These are all good words, aren't they? And I think it's important that we think about those words, because I was thinking about it when I was preparing today, and thinking, well, what do we mean? What when we say the word bless, it's a word that we use a lot in church, and we read about it in Scripture. And these are some things that I think about, these two phrases, to be highly favored and to be deeply loved. To be highly favored and to be deeply loved. Because I think I want us to experience that ourselves, don't we? to live under the blessing of God, part of that is to be greatly, is to be highly favored. Scripture says, doesn't it? God is for us, he is not against. And sometimes the circumstances of life and the situations of life can make us feel as though God is against us, or his favor isn't upon us. But being blessed gives us that assurance that we are highly favored, and secondly, that we are deeply loved. When we want people to be blessed, part of what we want, I think, is that we want people to experience the love of God for themselves. One of the truths of the New Testament that encourages us to live out this blessing is the truth of being what is called the priesthood of the believer. 1 Peter says this: you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. One of the great differences between the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and the New Covenant is to do with priesthood. So in the Old Testament, there was a specific tribe within the 12 tribes of Israel. They were called Levites. And they were a tribe who were assigned to be priests. And their job was to work in the tabernacle and then in the temple. They were to be a tribe that had no land, they had no possessions of their own, but they lived in the temple, they worked in the temple, and they received gifts from the other 11 tribes to sacrifice and then to live off. And part of their job in that role was to bless the people, was to speak out as God's delegated authority the blessings that he wanted to pour out through his people. And so when you read the Old Testament, we see that happens again and again, different occasions where the priests of the Old Testament would bless the people. Now, when we come into the New Testament, then there's no longer an order of priests. So again, we've said this before, one of the things that has happened in Western Christianity is that we've got ourselves really confused with ordination and clergy and laity and all those types of words, because actually there's no such thing as priests. I don't see it in Scripture. I don't see that there is a special order. Yes, there are those who are called in terms of function to leadership and to pastor, and we've been looking at some of the fivefold ministries, how we all have a part of that to play, and some are set aside to do that. But I don't see in Scripture that there's a special order just designated for a few men or a few women. Because Scripture says that we are all priests. This is the Scripture from 1 Peter. We are now a priesthood. So one of the things that happens to us all when we come into this relationship with God now is that we become priests. And part of our task then as priests are to be people who release the blessing of God. So we do a similar task to the Old Testament priests who declare the blessings on the Israelites. What we are to do is to declare the blessings on the world, as it were, on our communities, on the people we come into contact with. So one of the things that I wanted to encourage us during this period of Lent is that we have to position ourselves for blessing, I believe. We have to make decisions and choices to receive those blessings. And it's a great encouragement to me in the 1 minute stories to hear how people heard something last week that I said, what we reflected on, and then they've done something with it, because actually that means you've positioned yourself. So to be a blessing, to speak out blessing, means that you have to do something. You have to speak out. You have to act something. You maybe have to send the email. You have to send the text. You need to speak to the person. You have to position yourself to do that. You won't release the blessing if you don't do that. Does that make sense? And so what I want to keep encouraging us during this season of Lent is to be people who speak life through the words that come out of our mouth, recognizing that the words that we speak are blessing. They have the power to release life, and as we looked last week in that proverb, they also have the power to release death. The Bible calls that cursing. Cursing isn't necessarily to do with bad language, using the wrong words. It's an attitude of words that come out of our mouths that cause hurt, cause death. But I want you to know that this morning you do it out of positioning of who you are. You do it out of a place of being priests this morning. So wherever you go, wherever you're involved in as a Christian, wherever that takes you over the next 6 or 7 days, you're going as a priest, the priesthood of all believers. And I want you to position yourself to do that. To position yourself, and then you will be blessed and you will be a blessing. Does that make sense? We're going to sing another song at this point. And Gail's chosen a song which I think is one of these songs that really declares truth in terms of what we're digging into as a church and what we're seeking to be as we want to be a blessing, as we want to bless people. And declare over them the love and the favor of God. So we're going to sing this, but we're not just going to sing it. I hope we're going to sing it as a declaration. We're going to sing it as affirmation of truth that we believe. And then as we do that, we're going to do a little bit of praying together in various different ways. We're going to, I'll explain how we do that in a moment. Gail.
You might want to stand up because you might just want to dance a bit.
Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my heart.
Okay, let's take our seats. Okay, we're going to do something now. Is that okay? Get involved? If you're up for that. I want us to speak some blessings over different spheres of our society. So within our society, there are particular areas of influence, aren't there? There's areas of health. There's areas of education. There's areas of government. There's area of family life. There's areas of sort of the arts and the media. So I was just thinking of those five to begin with, and maybe others, but I wanted to go with those five. And what I wanted to do was, if you either work in or have a particular heart for one of those five, I want you to stand up. So if you are involved in health, education, maybe family life, arts and media, or politics, government, you're either involved or have a particular heart for that, I want you to stand up now. That's good. There's quite a few of us. Okay. That means those of us who aren't stood up need to go and stand next to somebody who is stood up. Okay? Can you do that? Who's health? Let's just see. Okay, I tell you what, let's get all the health people over here in this corner. That'd be good. Let's do this way. I'm just thinking about this. Who's up for education? Who's got their hands up for education? Education, come and stand around where John is here if you've got your hand up with education. Who's up for family and family life? So over in the back corner where Tony and Jen are, perhaps go and stand with them. And politics and that sort of stuff. Do you want to come over this side? With Judith. So, other people, I really want to encourage you to get involved by coming and standing with these people. Do you ever think, where would you like to go and pray a blessing over? Health, education, politics, family life, art and media. Where what would you... Oh, art and media, sorry, yeah. Perhaps where Rich is, sorry. I should have done that. Okay. I really want to encourage you to get involved and move around and stand with some folks. Because what we're going to do is we're not going to pray. We know we talked about this before in terms of the language. We're not going to pray for specifically. We're going to bless and speak over these areas. Does that make sense? So we want to be blessing God's favor and speaking over his love. Speaking things over these areas. And it may be that the people that are saying that represent it. Now, the health is quite a big group. I don't know if that's everybody's involved in the health, but you may want to move around a bit and bless one another. You can do that. Does that make sense? So don't get into praying for things. Don't get into sort of intercessionary type prayer. That's got a place. But what I want us to be doing is speaking life over this area and what they represent, you, and just bless these spheres within our society with God's blessing, his favor, his love, his kindness, those types of things. Is that okay? Let's give it a go. We'll just do this for 5 minutes, okay? So quick prayers of blessing over that area. Those who've stood can pray. Those who've come to stand can bless as well, okay? So let's just do that for a few minutes, okay? Go. Let me read to you from Numbers, just a blessing that we all know. It says, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. So again, just as I speak that out, just receive that blessing in the area of the area that you might work in, or the area that you're particularly burdened for to pray for, or to see God's blessing on. But we want to see the Lord bless you in the area of health, or the Lord bless you in the area of education. The Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you in the area of politics. May his face shine upon you in the area of family life and the strengthening of. May he be gracious towards you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. May the peace of God be within the area of the arts and media. Lord, that's what we pray this morning as we stand together, that the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Let's take our seats for a moment. Now, we did this last week, and I just feel like I want to keep going after this. I want to keep giving opportunity for us to pray for this together. And that is to keep praying for people who've got backache. Okay? And we did it in a particular way last week. I want us to do it in a similar way. So I really feel like if you've got backache, we're going to keep praying into that to see greater release from it. Remember what I said last week? We're praying for heaven to come to earth. That's what we pray, don't we? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is there any backache in heaven? No. No backache in heaven. So I think we're on good ground to pray when we pray for backache to go. Does that make sense? So who's still struggling with backache? It can include your neck. It can include the bottom of your back. In fact, if you've got pain in your body and you want prayer for, we go for that as well. But if you want to receive a blessing, we're going to speak blessing over each other, blessing of healing in that way. So there's a few hands went up. Let's stick your hand up again. At the back, there's a few people. I want people to go and stand with these people now so they're not looking a little bit, you know, they're not going to be vulnerable or too embarrassed. Just go and stand with them if you want to get involved in this. Has Frank gone? Has Frank gone on the streets, probably, has she? Yeah, he's gone on the streets. That's okay. Gone on the streets. Thanks, Julie. That's okay. I'd like you to, if you can stand up, please stand up if you're going to receive prayer. Okay? Do you want to come and, yeah, come and join Linda. There's a few people need to come and stand here around, is it your mum? Maybe, remember, you need to position yourself sometimes. If you want to be see a blessing, you have to engage in it. Position yourself. Just go and stand alongside. You might not need to do anything. Just stand and release that blessing. And we're just going to pray again for a few minutes. Okay? Find out where the pain is in the person's body. Is it, you know, where about on the back is it? And find out at what level is it. Is it a level 10 or a level a bit less than that? What's the level of pain that the person's feeling right now? Just ask them a few questions. Have you done that? Just quickly find information. Get permission from the person, if you're okay, just to lay your hands on that area of the back gently, okay? Because the Bible talks about the laying on of hands. When we lay hands on the sick, they will get well. So just do that and just lay hands. And then what I want you to do is not, again, to use words that declare healing. Speak blessing. And that could be about supernatural healing. We want to pray for that. But we also speak blessing over any consultations that are going on with doctors or any operations that might have been taking place. Let's pray for that as well, because God uses all healing. Supernatural healing, he uses doctors and healing that comes through the medics as well. So there may be some things that are going on in that area. Just bless that person with healing in their body. Okay? Just take a few minutes to do that now. Just speak it out over them. Speak against the pain. Lord, we just pray now in Jesus' name for a release of healing in this room. We speak to all the pain in people's bodies. In Jesus' name, we say, be gone. You have no place. Release heaven now. Let heaven come. Come, kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In different ones' bodies now, as they receive prayer, as we speak healing in Jesus' name. Just after a few moments, just check out with the person how they're getting on. Just find out if anything's changed. If you couldn't do something, just try and move a little bit more freer. See if the pain level's gone down. Let's just see if God is at work at the moment. Just as you come to the close, just I encourage you, speak out blessing over the person, that they would be, they would know they're deeply loved by God, the blessing of God's love, the blessing of God's favor. Just speak that over them in these final few moments, that God will bless them, that they would know that they're deeply loved of God, highly favored, that he's for them, that he's not against them. Anybody at all sense anything happening immediately going on in their bodies, anything shifting or changing? Just out of interest, without making it up or feeling pressured. Just anybody? Maybe the pain level's gone down from a 5 to a 4, or if it has, just celebrate that. Just celebrate what God is doing in that person's body. Just give thanks to God. And we're going to just continue. We're going to sing another song together just as we come to a close this morning. So let's remain standing. Let's just sing this song out together. Just before you sit down, Paul feels God might have just said something to him that he wants to share.
I'm not quite sure how to say this, but I've got a feeling that there's someone who's feeling in a very dry desert place, and I'd just like to pray with you, and I've got something for you. I know it's an incredibly vague phrase, dry desert place, but yeah, if that strikes a chord with anyone, if you'd like to come and find me at the end, and I'll pray with you, and I've got something for you.
So something that Paul's got is that he's got a photograph. So he just feels he wants to share that with that person, just as an encouragement. So just come and find Paul out afterwards as we close, okay? So as we close this morning, I want us to speak out a blessing. It's called the grace, you know, from 2 Corinthians 13:14, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. So let's just say that out to one another as we finish off this morning. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for coming. Please do stay around and have some drinks, some refreshments. They're served down at the far end, and hopefully there's extra people there being a blessing, helping out on that team. If that's not happened, if you want to do that, not pop down now. I'm sure they'll find a job for you to do. But thank you for coming. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day.